AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More parts of the country are seeing hazy conditions, poor air quality because of wildfires burning in Canada. Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service says it could be around for a while.
Until the fires are, contained or end, really, any northerly winds or northwesterly winds are going to continue to pull that smoke southward into portions of the northeastern U.S.
Dozens of wildfires in Quebec are burning out of control. A source tells the AP a former top aide to Donald Trump appeared in federal court in Miami for testimony to a grand jury investigating potential classified document mishandling and obstruction at the ex-president's Palm Beach property. Britain's Prince Harry told the tabloid newspaper's lawyer nobody wants to be hacked. Here's the AP's Charles Della Desma.
Prince Harry entered a London courtroom on a mission to prove that the publisher of the Daily Mirror tabloid had hacked his phone and unlawfully snooped on his life. He left the witness box, having shown he was highly suspicious of how Mirror Group newspapers had obtained information for stories about him, but without offering phone records or much other evidence to support his hacking claims. The Duke of Sussex asserted in his second day of testimony in London's High Court, "I believe phone hacking was at an industrial scale across at least three of the papers at the time. That is beyond any doubt." Charles Della Desma, London.
A woman in Ocala, Florida has been booked, charged with the shooting death of her neighbor. Susan Lorenz is white. A.J. Owens, a black mother of four, was killed. Sheriff Billy Woods was asked about Florida's Stand Your Ground law.
It does not apply in all situations. And this situation is a prime example of when it was not justified. It was simply a killing.
The sheriff described this as a culmination of a 2.5-year feud. This is AP News. The pause on student loan payments is ending. Borrowers are hoping to find room in their budgets. Selena Shanthanuvong earned a bachelor's degree in sociology from the University of California, Merced in 2019.
I ended up having to take out about $25,000 in loans throughout my life, 4.5 years there.
The pause in student loan payments has been a lifeline for the 25-year-old. More than 40 million Americans, including Selena Shanthanuvong, will be on the hook for federal student loan payments starting in late August under the terms of a debt ceiling deal approved by Congress last week.
Whether it's housing, food, car, hospital bills, so yeah, I really just have no idea how I'm going to navigate through it.
Her salary barely covers the cost of living in the San Francisco Bay Area. Without cancellation, the Education Department predicts borrowers will fall behind on their loans at historic rates. President Biden's plan to cancel some student loan debt is under review by the Supreme Court. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.